Everybody, good morning. It's Friday, July 7th, 6:11 a.m. in the morning in America. Hello.
Hi.
I love that. It's going to be a fun one today, guys. I'm in good mood. So we got Sonny Anderson on the show later today for BBQ Brawl and BBQ USA. She is a chef. Is she a chef or just a cook? She's a chef. I had to make sure that. I don't know if that's like a technical term, but it says superstar chefs, Bobby Flay, Anna Brunell, and newcomer, Sonny Anderson. So, but she's coming up later on the show today, so she's going to be fun, and we got our normal Friday shenanigans. Plus, there's lots to talk about, so. Ladies and gentlemen, the
good
moment
morning.
I've been waiting for. Everybody, I feel like I'm going to use your name as a played-out pun, Sonny, but I feel like you just brought the sunshine to all of our mornings. Good morning, Sonny.
BJ all day. Good morning.
Good morning. I love that. I thought you brought the sunshine, and you brought 16 suns. Your energy is so incredible. If people don't know, you do all of the cooking, all of the shows, all of the talking. But currently, we are going to focus on BBQ Brawl and BBQ USA. Give us the scoop, Sonny. Tell us about the shows.
Well, okay, so this is my first season on. This is a competition where Bobby Flay invites his culinary friends to be team captains. We choose our teams of pitmasters around the country. We battle it out over a course of 10 weeks, and at the end, someone is named the champion. So it's bragging rights for Bobby, myself, and Anne. As the captain, but it's a real career boost, if you ask me, for the competitors, because a lot of them are people like me that just started as a caterer and got a chance to go on Food Network, hoping to increase their business. And so I see myself in them. And that's what this show is us just really giving them a chance to showcase their skills. And it's in Cali this time, which is different. Usually in Texas, which a lot of people know, you know, Texas has its own kind of barbecue, but when you think of Cali, do you know what kind of barbecue they make? So it's really nice to get out there and really feature what's going down in Northern Cali with their barbecue.
Oh, and not even Southern Cali, too. We're going Northern Cal barbecue.
Yeah, pretty crazy, right? But, I mean, it's known, and I think that's the great thing about Food Network is, as well as that, you know, if you like food, you watch it, you learn some things you didn't know. I didn't know, right? I didn't know, and I'm on the show. I got there, and they were like, so we'll be working with the Santa Maria Grill. And I was like, the what? So I walked onto the set, which is really just a horse farm that they've put some cooking stations outside. And I see these huge gargantuan contraptions. They look very medieval. They're like, you know, wrought iron. And you put the coals or the wood briquettes in the bottom, and they've got this grate that you kind of lower and raise with a cord. And, I mean, I think he's saying cord, but it's really like a chain. It's very interactive. It's not just like go put some coals on the grill, throw the grate on, and throw your food over the top. So there's a lot of fun and new things to discover on this season of BBQ Brawl. I'm looking forward to it. Because
Excellent.
Even though I was there, I couldn't see everything. So I'm going to watch it too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got to. Plus, it sounds like you'll learn too, because it sounds like you are a chef and you know how to prepare food, but you not, are not necessarily a barbecue expert in the art form, because you're kind of like me, where you're like, yeah, it's incredible. There's that big metal thing with the hot stuff under it, and then the grill looking part that they then put the meat, and then smoke comes out of the tube at the top. I get the food tastes good, but I'm like, yeah, I don't understand all the different woods, and they know temperatures and types of woods and all that.
Same here, man. Like, listen, I get the concept of it, but all the minutia, yeah, I don't know all the things that these pitmasters know. So it was also a chance for me to learn and watch them go. I had a great time.
Absolutely. We got some questions coming in for you. We got a bunch of fans here. Admiral said, I love her. Never miss the kitchen or Bobby Flay shows. Ask her about Jeffrey Zakarian. What's he really like?
So Jeezy is exactly what you think he is. He rolls out of bed with a suit on. He always shows up to work like we show up looking like vagabonds, okay? Like, I always say, I'm Humpty Dumpty, and I got to get put back together again by my glam team. He gets out of the car for work. He looks like he does on camera, like he's put together. He does not leave the house looking schlumpy. He is a gentleman. He is constantly the one on set, like, asking the ladies if they need anything. He's just, and then his kids are just as exemplary as he is. He's making, like, carbon copy kids. They're adorable. They're very well-mannered and dressed. He's just a really nice guy. He's everything you expect him to be.
Oh, I love that description. I love Sonia Epicet. I love her. I watch her every Saturday morning on The Kitchen. It's so fun. So I got to say, you have some very passionate fans, which says a lot about what you can do and convey through your shows, where a lot of people, even who enjoy food and cooking shows, go, oh, I might enjoy these people, but they're not diehards. When I said a week ago we might be able to have Sonny Anderson on the show, we're a weird radio show, so I don't make decisions. I asked our audience and said, should we? And it went wild with people going, absolutely, she is my favorite, she is hilarious. Like, you have such an insane fan base, but also, so you don't have to say, be humble and say, oh, whatever, I will just skip to the fact that also, I love that part of my life history is your life history. When I was in high school, they tried to convince me to join the military, and I'm thinking, I'm an overweight comedy kid that wants to be an actor. Like, what the heck am I going to do in the military? And I said, I kind of want to be a radio DJ. And they told me, you can be a radio DJ in the military. And I was like, are they going to lie to everybody and tell them that those jobs exist to get them to sign up? And then I found out you joined the military and got to be a DJ.
Well, did you join?
Yeah. Like, I didn't join. No, I couldn't do it. I'm too scared. That's why I'm like, you did it. I thought they were lying to me, and I thought they were going to make me go fight and run and doing stuff. And I'm like, you actually got to do it.
Hey, we have so much to talk about if you were a Denfo's trained killer. No, listen, I knew because I grew up in the military. And so we were overseas, and I listened to military members on the radio. I watched military members do the newscast, and I also read Stars and Stripes, which was our military newspaper. So I knew that media and broadcasting were career fields, and, you know, but I didn't want to be on radio. The funny thing is I wanted to be a writer. So I went in to write, and they train you for all of these different media career fields when you want to be in media, and then they just put you in the department that they think, you know, they need you in. So they put me in the radio department, and, you know, I just made, you know, lemonade out of those lemons. But I enjoyed radio, and sometimes people, like, can tell you what's best for you at times, and you don't believe it. But I had a great radio and career, and it's literally what got me here today. And you talk about being excited. You know, when we're on radio, it's the theater of the mind. We kind of have to create a visual when we're telling these stories. And so, you know, I really enjoy being on TV, and I really enjoy, like, people being able to reach out, like, social media and say nice things. But I'm also, like, totally open to the bad stuff. Like, people have been saying bad stuff forever. It's no big deal. And that's also why I like The Kitchen. There's five of us, and at times four of us. And so if you don't like, you know, my mouth that day, oh, you know, you're going to like Katie, or you're going to like DZ or Jeff, or if you, or you're going to like two or three of us, you know. It's kind of like when I watch The View or something, or The Housewives. I got my favorites.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's okay if I'm not someone's favorite, because at least they're just watching.
absolutely. You guys, brand new seasons of Barbecue Brawl and BBQ USA back-to-back Monday night. So check that out. Check out The Kitchen. Check Sonny Anderson out on all the social media. Before we go, because they're going to cut us off, and I could talk to you all morning, Sonny, my fiance is a news anchor currently working in San Antonio. So when I go visit her, what do I need to check out in SA? Because I know you know what's good down there.
She
is on News 4, the NBC affiliate, evening anchor there.
Okay. I was going to say, because when I was in high school, I was writing the evening news at KSAT 12. And I was going to say, wouldn't that be like a crazy small world moment? What should you be looking for when you're in San Antonio? Well, take her to Mi Tierra, okay. MITIERRA. You got to go get some puffy tacos.
Yeah,
Mi Tierra is just be fun.
I've seen that on a sign, and you're a chef, so tell me, though. I've seen puffy tacos on a sign, and to me, I was like, is that like a chalupa from Taco Bell?
No, don't say that when you go to San Antonio. They won't let you come back. No, it's just like, first of all, it's authentic. So you make a tortilla, you put it in a pan, it puffs up, it lets you know authentico, right? And so that taco, they fill that with stuff, and it's puffy. So, but it's known in San Antonio. Yeah, puffy taco, gotta get it.
I'm sold.
And, you know, I'm not against the Whataburger. You know, it is a really good burger chain. You gotta get there.
Oh, I'm gonna do it. It's funny. The guy running this tour hates me for going over time, and he's going to cut us off. But let's do this again in the future. Next time you do an interview, say, get that weird dude out in Montana. He was kind of fun. Let's add this to the next tour. Sonny Anderson, I love you. I love Barbecue Brawl and Barbecue USA. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with the new seasons.
Hey, man, no doubt. Not weird at all to me. Okay, Jay? Not weird at all.
I love it. Thanks so much, Sonny. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.